a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We'll now come to order, and leading us in our prayer this afternoon is Reverend Brad Urbach of the Faith Lutheran Church here in Pier, and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is one of our pages from this third term, Tessa Stoltenberg from Watertown.
We pray. Holy and gracious Father, we thank you for the men and women of this Senate. We continue to marvel at their dedication. It's time-consuming, it's exhausting, and they stay to the task, and we are grateful for that. We pray that you'd bless their work this day, be with them, as I would assume all of them will be traveling home this day to speak with those they represent, to view their families, to conduct their business. So bless them in those journeys and bring them back to Pierce safely. We pray for Senator Hunstead, who will be undergoing surgery. We pray for his well-being. We thank you for this beautiful South Dakota day in which we can be about the business of our state. So bless these men and women. Keep them always in your care. These things I would ask in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krauss, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 22nd day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Welcome everyone physically here and also listening on the Internet to your South Dakota Senate. We'd like to also welcome, on behalf of Senator Hansen, the James Valley Christian Government class, and their instructor, Mr. Whip. Would you please stand? And we'd also like to thank the Doctor of the Day today, taking care of us from Winter, South Dakota, Dr. Honora Henderson. Thank you, Doctor, for being here. Any other personal privileges? Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I know that the body has been very tolerant the last few days, but I'd like to introduce my two boys. I have Derek and Braden, and they've been with me all week, so thank you for your tolerance all week. It's been fun.
You've been fun. Senator Gray.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Well, down to about 9 days for me. It's bittersweet, a lot of laughs this year. I first introduced my daughter Addison to you, to this body, 7 years ago, and I want to introduce her again today. She's now eight. Six years ago. Thanks, honey. 6 years ago, this body was very, very helpful to me as my son, Nicholas, here was born 7 weeks early, and I later introduced him on the Senate floor.
Thank you.
And about a month ago, I introduced Ava on the Senate floor. So this is a last, a final, but we'll be back. We'll be around. We'll see all of you again. But I want to just take this opportunity to introduce them and to thank them and to introduce my wife and to thank her for 8 years of service. So thank you.
Amen. Any other personal privileges? Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Mr. President, it's a personal privilege, but I think one of the parents of the pages here today, he was downstairs hosting, and I had the opportunity, Zane Frederick's father is up here, and my apology, my Alzheimer's is kicking in. His father is right up there, Mr. Frederick.
Mr. Frederick, thank you. Thank you very much, Senator. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Education reports it has had under consideration House Bill 1195 and recommends do pass. 1128, do pass and place on the consent calendar. Senator Johnston, Chair. Agriculture and Natural Resources reports House Bill 1153, do pass and place on the consent calendar. 1083, do pass as amended. And 1084, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Maher, Vice Chair. The Committee on Judiciary reports House Bills 1050, 1064, and 1212 and recommends do pass, and 1047, 1063, and 1065 do pass and place on the consent calendar. Senator Teason, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy reports House Bill 1192, do pass, 1059, 1079, and 1121 do pass and place on the consent calendar. 1227 do pass as amended. Senator Nelson, Chair. The Committee on Legislative Procedure reports the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 4, 9, 14, 15, 23, 32, 35, 36, 38, 45, and 50 and find the same correctly enrolled. And that Senate Bills 33, 34, and 51 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 11:30 a.m. February 16, 2012. Bob Gray, Chair.
Messages from the House, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 4, 9, 14, 15, 23, 32, 35, 36, 38, 45, and 50, which have passed the House without change. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Okay, would all of our third-term pages please stand up in front, please? Nice job centering. Very good job. Motions and resolutions.
Senate page resolution 3. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the 87th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Amy Bale, Kaylee Dwawan, Zane Frederick, Haley Hone, Emily Kettler, Lucas Peterson, Thea Rave, Madeline Shuler, Shelby Simon, Tessa Stotenberg. Whereas the above-named serve loyally as pages for the Senate of the 87th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 87th Senate express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate of the 87th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. Senator Rave moves that Senate page resolution 3 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Thea's dad.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the body, as you know, public service has its sacrifices, and one of those sacrifices is, especially serving in this body, you're gone from home for a couple of months out of the year and multiple meetings and miscellaneous events. One of the privileges or pluses of serving, though, is to have an opportunity like this. My daughter, obviously, is one of the pages, as you all know by now. And Thea has grown up in the Capitol and is friends with many of you, and you've shown her great hospitality and over the past years, and for that I thank you. It's been a privilege to have her grow up out here and enjoy those relationships. for the rest of you pages, and Thea already knows this because I've told her 100 times, but in the 10 years I've been here and watched the pages come out here for 2 weeks, and everybody comes and they're a little scared, and I don't know anybody, and it's a big scary place. And I think I asked most of you this morning, how many of you wanted to go home, and none of you want to go home. And that's the way it is with every group that comes. You need to remember this day. You'll build special life relationships out of this. You'll have friends out of this group you'll have for the rest of your lives. So we appreciate your service, and thank you for spending 2 weeks with us and helping us out. And hope you walk out of here better people. I know we are for having you. So thank you, Mr. President.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Congratulations, our pages. Please continue.
Senator Olson moves that House Bill 1018 be deferred to Tuesday, February 21st, the 24th legislative day.
Aye. All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that House Bill 1078 be referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
Aye. All those in favor of referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Gray moves that House Bill 1228 be referred from the Committee on Taxation to the Committee on State Affairs.
All those in favor of that referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 6. A concurrent resolution urging the government of Turkey to uphold and safeguard religious and human rights and to respect the property rights and human rights of the Ecumenical Patriarch.
President waives referral to committee and will be placed on the calendar. SCR 6 will be placed on the calendar for Tuesday. Reports of committees.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of Standing Committee on Health and Human Services on House Bill 1263 as found on page 432 of the Senate Journal, Local Government on House Bill 1131 as found on page 433 of the Senate Journal, State Affairs on House Bill 1046 as found on page 434 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Second reading of consent calendar. Please proceed.
Senator Bradford requests that House Bill 1066 be removed from the consent calendar. House Bill 1019, an act to revise the license fee for snowmobiles and revise the period of such license. House Bill 1032, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the temporary permit for a specialty license plate with an organization or first responder decal. 1162, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the platting and annexation of subdivisions. 1163, an act to allow political subdivisions of the state to operate as organizations formed under SDCL 58-1852 for the purchase of health insurance. 1172, an act to exempt certain developer-installed storm sewer detention ponds from public procurement bid requirements. 1173, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the administration of the county legal expense relief program. House Bill 1233, an act to provide for the public access to the records of former governors and lieutenant governors.
For the students that have just arrived, you're from Lake Preston, is that correct? What we're doing right now is handling bills that were on the consent calendar. That's a calendar where there's no debate. If a legislator wants to pull it off, they can, and we have one bill that will be pulled off and be debated on Tuesday. But this is a way that non-controversial bills are handled, and They're consented to unanimously to be put on the consent calendar. We vote together on them. House Bills 1019, 1032, 1162, 1163, 1172, 1173, and 1233, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions on any of these bills? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of these consent calendar item bills. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs. Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, excused 3.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. House Bills 1019, 1032, 1062, 1163. Excuse me, 1162, 1163, 1172, 1173, and 1233. Having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of these titles? Hearing none, the titles deemed approved. Again, on behalf of Senator Frisley, would you please welcome the Lake Preston senior class and their instructors. Their teacher is Patty Gary, and chaperones with them are Brian Nelson and Joan Wusselage. Am I saying that? Okay. I knew I'd massacre it. Apologize, but thank you for all being here. Please stand. We're dealing with House bills now, obviously, because we had a time frame where the Senate bills had to pass out, and that was on Tuesday, or be defeated. So we're dealing solely with House bills that have come over here, and this is our debate calendar. Please proceed.
House Bill 1071, an act to increase the benefits that the Insurance Guarantee Association may become obligated to cover for annuities, to provide for retroactive application, and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1071, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Olson?
I'd move that we refer House Bill 1071 to the bottom of today's calendar.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Here you go.
House Bill 1031, an act to establish a license fee and a renewal fee for carriers licensing under the International Fuel Tax Agreement, to establish a decal fee and a mailing fee, and to provide for the disposition of the fees.
House Bill 1031, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Good afternoon, Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this bill is brought by the Department of Motor Vehicles, and it's brought to implement a license fee, renewal fee for the International Fuel Trade Agreement. Under this International Fuel Trade Agreement, carriers are licensed not only for South Dakota, but also for 57 other major jurisdictions. That includes the Canadian provinces. During the last 3 years, the department has developed a new computer system that will allow for the carriers to electronically file and pay their quarterly fuel returns. The early maintenance cost of the system went from $90,000 a year to $120,000 a year. The fees being requested are user fees that are designed to cover some of the additional costs of the system. The license and renewal fee, as is shown in the last lines of the bill, request is $10. Request for decal fee, it would be set at $1.50. and the mailing fee of $1 is consistent with what is charged for mailing of all other decal licenses. These are, in fact, user fees, licensee fees, paid by the user or licensee, and should it's only right that those fees be used to pay for the cost. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1031? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1031. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. It requires a two-thirds majority vote for passage. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston. Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs, Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, of ayes 32, excused 3.
House Bill 1031, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
House Bill 1116, an act to exempt bedding used for agricultural purposes from sales and use taxes.
House Bill 1116, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Frerichs, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you. Bring before you House Bill 1116. I first became aware of this, and perhaps even some of you did this summer. We heard about auditors from within the Department of Revenue who sat down with dairy producers and asked to see their records on any straw or any sort of straw, maybe even corn stalks or soybeans that they had purchased for bedding purposes. Boy, did the phones ever get flying, and a lot of people were wondering what's going on with this, and rightfully so. It is reason for concern. House Bill 1116 clarifies that wheat straw, corn stover, and soybean stubble are obviously three consumable materials. Livestock are known to eat each of those three. Therefore, that's an input into the end product. Whether the end product is milk, ethanol, beef, pork, or perhaps even chicken or one of the other types of other white meats that are out there. Those products are taxed. And so what's before you today is simply to say that those three products, straw, corn stover, and bean stubble, are consumables, therefore input products into the end result. Now keep in mind, what is not and should not be included in this debate as far as what should be exempt and is not consumable would be examples such as wood chips, sand, and products of that nature, maybe even floor dry, but that are used to keep the livestock dry and therefore healthier. Those products still would be subject to tax because they are therefore not consumable. With that, Mr. President, I ask for your support and certainly would welcome any questions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would have a question for the sponsor of the bill.
State your question, Senator.
I thought I understood it fully, and now I'm a little confused. What, Senator, if you ground your own wood chips, would that product then be subject to taxation? So, in other words, if you had logs on your property, you rented a chipper for the day and ground those up, would that be subject to taxation?
Sure. Senator Frerichs, do you wish to answer the question?
Sure, you bet. And thanks to the senator from Del Rapids. And you bring up an interesting point because in committee there was a question to the Department of Revenue of whether or not if somebody raises their own straw, you know, wood chips and those types of things, and they would be subject to the tax even if you raise this product yourself. On the consumable side, consumable is key here, and please don't veer off from what is considered consumable. They still would not eat those wood chips. Unfortunately, I have the pleasure of not working for Department of Revenue and wouldn't be able to address the wood chip issue because those are not consumable, and those folks are in a different arena in terms of whether or not that is taxed. But today we're looking at the consumables, which are wheat, straw, bean, soybean stubble, and corn stalks. Thank you, Mr. President. Thanks for the question.
Thank you. Senator Ravey, you have the floor. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1116. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Edelstein?
No.
Begalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
No.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstad? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Junkie?
No.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs? Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup?
No.
Nygaard? Olson?
No.
Peters?
No.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
No.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Shekaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 24, nays 8, excused 3.
House Bill 1116, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
House Joint Resolution 1002 to propose a constitutional amendment to repeal certain reimbursement restrictions for travel by legislators to and from a legislative session.
H.J.R. 1002, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and comments. Senator Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Happy Thursday, members of the Senate. House Joint Resolution 1002, we all know what this does, ladies and gentlemen. It seeks to amend Article 3, Section 6 of the South Dakota Constitution to take away and remove the most obsolete and archaic provision pertaining to our travel reimbursement. Currently, as you know, the first trip and the last trip we make to Pierre, we get reimbursed 5 cents a mile. We are no longer, ladies and gentlemen, in the horse and buggy days. We're not driving Henry Ford's Model T's to Pierre. I think it's past time to do this. And I'm going to just walk through a few reasons why many of us feel it's time to get this on the ballot again and get rid of this. Everybody knows in the state of South Dakota we have a strong executive branch. We have a citizen legislature that meets 9 weeks out of the year. This year we're meeting 8 weeks. We need to protect our institution, ladies and gentlemen. This is a small step, but it's an important message. I would argue we are nickeling and diming ourselves to death, no pun intended. But just think about this for a second. 5 cents a mile, really? Every time there's a special session, we get 5 cents a mile. This October when we came here for Pierre, came to Pierre for redistricting, we got 5 cents a mile. So I would ask the body, first and foremost, don't minimize this. Secondly, a major theme of this legislative session has been working with the executive branch to clean out all the obsolete and archaic statutes from our books. Every one of us have been on committees this session where we have done this. And that's a good thing. So I submit to all you as colleagues, this is asking to do the same thing, the same principle, with an archaic provision in our Constitution that impacts our legislative branch. It's entirely appropriate. It's the same thing that we're doing with the executive branch, and this is our recourse to do it. Now let's talk a little bit about the ballot. Many of you may know this, some of you may not. Every 12 years in South Dakota, we're in a situation where we have less races on the ballot. And this happens to be the general election of 2012, happens to be a very good year to bring this to the ballot. We only have a few statewide races, and actually we have another one because of an appointment to the PUC. But the ballot will not be cluttered with most of our constitutional offices. There will be no governor's race. We don't even have a United States Senate race. So it's a perfect time to get this on the ballot, ladies and gentlemen. What is our role in this? Senator Cutler has been instrumental in my mind in coming up with a plan to help educate our constituents, the people of South Dakota, on why this needs to go. And I am going to personally be involved in this process. The plan will be to convene a group of well-respected, long-term legislators in this state and garner earned media attention so that we can educate everybody. I do this line of work for my day job, so I will be involved in this. Additionally, all of us, there's 105 legislative seats. Every one of them, there will be most likely a competitive election. That's over 200 plus legislators of both parties campaigning this fall. What a reach, what an opportunity. Every voter and constituent we come across, it's an opportunity to educate them on why this needs to go. This is reasonable, ladies and gentlemen. It's just reasonable. It's just time. One other thing I'd like to point out. When this was on the ballot in 2008, Representative Gene Abdallah wrote the opposing argument on the ballot. Well, guess what, esteemed colleagues? Representative Gene Abdallah voted in favor of this in the House. So the tide's turning, and I've had conversations with Senator Maher, and he's right. The first thing we'll do early next week when this passes, should this pass, is we are going to meet with the Attorney General and make sure that the language is worded properly. That's so important when you're going to bring a constitutional amendment or a ballot initiative. And that's another pledge I will make to you that we will do that. So with that said, I would just appreciate all of your support on this. It's the right time. And please vote yes on HJR 1002.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. I wasn't going to get up and speak on this, but I feel that I have to say at least one thing, and that is that if it proves anything that the House has made Representative Abdallah soft, and we're going to have to bring him back to the Senate for retraining.
The only thing I could think of is just by virtue of him voting yes doesn't mean he wouldn't write an opposition to it. Yeah, it depends. Yeah. I'm glad I put that on the record. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of HJR 1002. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown. Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haberle.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
No.
Hunstad. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
No.
Junkie.
No.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs. Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
no.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
no.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 25, nays 7, excused 3.
HJR 1002, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on this title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Senator Peters would like us to welcome individuals from the economic development area, Hartford Economic Development, I mean. Is it Gary Landholm and is it John Rowens? 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 And Marketon, Bill Marketon on the board. Those three gentlemen, a couple of West Central students. What are your names? West? Okay. Jay. Welcome, both, all of you. Please stand so we can welcome you. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
House Bill 1071, an act to increase the benefits that the Insurance Guarantee Association may become obligated to cover for annuities, to provide for retroactive application, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you. House Bill 1071, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 1071 was brought by the insurance industry, and what it does is it seeks to...
Okay, this is a little bit better. 1071 is brought by the insurance industry to get a larger obligation from the Insurance Guarantee Association from $100,000 to $250,000 to be more in line with the other states in the country. It would normally be on consent, because there was an emergency clause added, we have to bring it to the floor for a full vote, and I urge your favorable support of House Bill 1071. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1071. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. It requires two-thirds majority vote for passage. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haberle.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Hunstad,
Hunhoff, Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Krebs, Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, excused 3.
House Bill 1071, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. I have quite a few bills to sign, so we'll take announcements now, and then folks can get on the road. Announcements. Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary on Tuesday at 7:45.
7:45. Senator Johnston.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're going to do Senate Ed on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. We're going to hear one bill.
Senator Roden.
Thank you. Senate State Affairs will be 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
Senator Brown.
Mr. President, Senate Appropriations will have bill hearings at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning.
9 a.m., 0900. Senator Nelson.
Commerce, Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., 4:23.
Any other announcements? Okay. Thank you. South Dakota Constitution requires the presiding officer, in this case the President of the Senate, to read the title of bills that have passed both the House and the Senate and sign them in open session. President signing an act to make an appropriation to continue the Veterans Bonus Program and to declare an emergency, Senate Bill 4. President is signing an act to make appropriation to reimburse certain family physicians and dentists who have complied with the requirements of the Physician Tuition Reimbursement Program, Dental Tuition Reimbursement Program, and declare an emergency, Senate Bill 9. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding alcohol or drug commitments, Senate Bill 14. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions related to the treatment of persons with mental illness, including consent to treatment, Senate Bill 15. President is signing an act to place certain substances on the controlled substance schedule and to declare an emergency, that's Senate Bill 23. President is signing an act to revise the suitability requirements for annuities, and that's Senate Bill 32. President is signing an act to update certain citations to federal regulations and increase certain civil penalties regarding pipeline safety inspections. That's Senate Bill 35. President is signing an act to make an appropriation for costs related to suppression of wildfires in the state and to declare an emergency, Senate Bill 36. President is signing an act to provide for the transfer of control of an office building in Rapid City to make an appropriation for the construction and renovation of the office building to declare an emergency, that's Senate Bill 38. President is signing an act to appropriate additional funds and extend the availability of appropriations to replace storage facilities at the Cottonwood Agricultural Experiment Station, Senate Bill 45. President is signing an act to revise the permissible use of Cigarette Fire Safety Standard Act funds, Senate Bill 50. President is signing an act to repeal certain obsolete statutes relating to the state cement plant, Senate Bill 1042. I'm sorry, that was House Bill 1042. And the president is signing an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the full-time equivalent staffing report. That's House Bill 1043. Any other announcements? Thank you for your patience. Madam Secretary, you're on.
Senator Rampelberg moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Everyone travel safe.